So who would you be?
I don't know what you're saying.
Shit makes you have to talk weird.
Sound like some ghetto Sandy and SpongeBob. That's what it sound like.
That's like the stupidest shit.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is actually wrong with you? Welcome to the interracial odd couple podcast with Milton and what's your name, Bradley? Oh, shit. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We hope you had an amazing week, positive vibes, baby.
Yes, heading into Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get a little bit of a breather. I know I made sure I was going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn fact.
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
We're getting that greenhouse up. Putting you to work.
Man, now you actually listening. That's crazy.
I know.
We won't dispel the details of that.
No, not telling you why I can hear now.
Yeah, no, shit.
Whoops.
Oh, shit, but hopefully everybody's had a great week. Everybody's having an amazing week. Staying positive, achieving your goals one day at a time, incrementally. Right. Incrementally.
Baby steps.
That's all it takes.
All it's better the way than nothing. To the grave.
Everything is better than nothing. Anything is better than nothing.
Yup.
A lot of people
Every
lose
day.
Sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people lose sight of that. So, babe, you already know what time it is. Family update. You got some fans out there that is enjoying your grandfather's saga, plural.
So, Papa.
Oh, man. Here we go.
He calls me, what is it, Saturday morning, 6:30. Starts calling me then. But I'm sleeping, so I don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Damn, last weekend?
Yeah.
Why do I not know this?
Because everybody gets to know.
Oh, shit. So. You hear that spice and sauce? Y'all hear that? Okay.
So,
keep playing with me.
He was ready for me to come get him so he can come over here and build a greenhouse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a great idea, Papa, but it's supposed to rain today.
And you didn't think it was going to rain in the first place.
He's like, God damn it, Gina. I'll work when it's raining, snowing. I don't care. I'll get that damn thing built. I said, Papa, it's going to rain. Nobody's working.
He's an iron worker.
Not happening.
That's his background.
So then he's calling me all day long. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to goddamn hitchhike then. I said, no, you're not. We're
because
not doing it today.
You already negated.
Go find something else to do.
County transport. Like, why'd you do that, fool? Anyway.
I'm like, holy shit. Little shit's going to fucking hitchhike. And he will do it. So I'm like, find something else to do.
Y'all the same height. Don't. What do you mean he's a little shit? That's your grandfather.
Good thing he...
You watch your tone,
he's bent over, so he's a lot shorter now. So,
yeah, of course.
So, he got busy doing other things, so
yeah.
That worked out well.
How?
So,
how did that work out well?
He didn't come over.
That.
But then he calls me at like 10 till midnight. Mm-hmm. Saying, so, Gina, I don't remember what day it is. He said, so.
I do that now.
Did it rain today? I said, oh, look at you, Papa. Got jokes, don't you? Because it didn't rain. I'm like, fuck you. I said, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I see what's up. Everybody's like, still trying asshole. To lay claims on you. Like I've been saying, it's still going on. But everybody plays psychological mind games in right. your family. It is hilarious.
So, fast forward a little bit.
All right.
He gets 911 called. So, EMS is coming.
Yep.
Checking him out because he can't move because he has Parkinson's. So, if he doesn't take his meds, he does not move.
Yeah.
And so, EMS gets there and checks him over. He tells him to leave. His meds start kicking in so he can zoom around everywhere.
And zoom around?
And say, see, I can do anything anybody else can do.
What was it, episode 13 with that radio flyer wagon with the nice tread on it?
Yep.
Yeah, man, that shit is fire.
That's what he likes. Mm-hmm. So, nobody called me, which is probably nice because it was 6 in the morning. I went to sleep.
Peace. I need peace because of kids and everything else. Anyway.
So then I'm getting messages from Mom going, well, did you know what happened? She says, well, they called me. And I'm like, so?
Miss a nuisance to the town?
I'm like, I'm glad they called you and woke you up because I'm sleeping.
Ain't that a fact? Ain't nobody mad at dad like
no.
Nope. Yeah, Mom, that's your dad.
Right.
What the fuck? Duh.
So then I'm like, okay, and what happened? Okay. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call it, you know, text and gloat about it.
Right.
Like you got the phone like call you, and I did it. Oh, then tell me what the fuck happened.
So what did you end up doing? How did you handle it responsibly? How did you do anything?
So then finally that night he calls me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, well, finally he wants to tell me what's been going on that day, you know. He doesn't tell me about that. He tells me, he said, Gina, I got this little girl here, and she's helping me clean.
Slow down.
And I'm like,
Wait, pause. Little girl meaning an adult?
No. He said a little girl. He said, I have this little girl here helping me clean and move things around. I said, oh, you do, Papa. You do, right?
Yeah, that raised a red flag in you, too. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
And he said, yeah, I'm not going to do nothing, Gina. We're just going to, she's helping. That's it.
Okay.
I said, okay. Nah. So I just went on about the conversation, ignoring everything else. We just went on about the day. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the conversation, I said, you know, Papa, it's 10 o'clock. That little girl should be going home. Mm-hmm. Is she left yet? He's like, oh, she vanished. I was like, oh, shit.
What medication is he on?
I'm like, dear. Know, he's like, Papa, are you taking your medicine?
Yeah, or not taking
it. Are you taking too many of something? What's going on? I'm taking it every day. I'm like, okay.
Shit.
So then the next night, here goes EMS, or not EMS getting called, but the other Gina. What is she? At the house.
At the assisted living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes over and helps him because he can't move again.
Man, I was fearing the worst there for a second. I'm sorry. Let me just go ahead and put a footnote in there and let everybody know. I was like, what? A little girl? What do you mean a little girl? But we do remember when he was at St. Francis.
Yeah.
And he was in the psych ward. And he was like, we got to get back to the ship. We got to do this. We got to do that. I was like, oh, come on, Jay.
Yeah, that Parkinson's, it brings on psychosis and different things like that, and he gets those. So.
Yeah, he does.
But the difference between when he gets those, I'm not worried about, because he knows the difference. He sees them, he just goes on about his business.
But now...
But I was like, and I told, because I got him a doctor's appointment right away.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you did.
Okay,
you did.
I said, Baba, we're going, okay?
Like an Amazon wildfire. You
Let's
was already
be
on
right
it.
On top of this.
Yeah.
Or you're going to the psych ward. So we got him in. So the big difference was because he was conversing with it and doing stuff with it. So that was like the big, just like, okay, no.
You know what? That's one of my fears too, is that maybe he's on the decline because when... I mean, not to, you know what, let's just go ahead and talk about it a little bit. When you're a child, they always say that you are more inclined to having psychokinetic energy and seeing some of those things and interacting with some of those entities and stuff like that. That's what they say.
Right. And when you get older, you also see those.
And then you start decline seeing them again. Back towards, you know, birth and death. Well, birth and death is a cycle.
And that's what I talked to him on the way back home. That's what I talked to him. I said, Papa, you know, I said, it's not a bad thing if you want to try a different medicine than you did on the last one. Because he refuses. Which I ain't mad at him. I don't want to be
doped up and just
zonked all the time.
Genius Herbal Kitchen is coming out soon. That's why it is.
Right.
Yep.
I don't want to be zonked all the time.
Yeah, that's
so,
bullshit.
You know, I get that. Mm-hmm.
Especially in advanced ages, too, when, I mean, your whole metabolism and everything is just on the decline. Like, I don't have time for that shit.
And he's a mover. He thinks if he stops moving, he's dead. So, he's going to move. So.
Yeah, I feel like that now. I honestly do.
And that's his fixation. Mm-hmm. I mean, his fixation is just...
You got to move, work. Keep yourself mentally active, physically active, emotionally active.
Whether
all
it's
of that.
Good or wrong or...
bad or, you know...
Trash digging. I mean, it's just all just weird things.
Yeah.
But it's
get hit
him.
From the side, back, front.
It's him
face down,
being
ass
busy.
Up, all that. Yeah.
Okay. yeah, just him being busy. And that's what I told him on the way home. I said, look, I said... It's not a bad thing if you want to try a different one and see if it works well or not. So you can not see these things that you want to see. And he's like, well, I don't know if they're, you know, what part they are. And I said, I know, Papa. I said, some of them are your brain.
But the same thing.
And I said, some of them are. Different dimension and okay.
Well, there's our fifth member of the podcast out there barking like he's tough and he's not. He's definitely not.
And I told him, I said, some are on another dimension or something, you know, or other things are going on. And I said, that's not unusual, Papa. I said,
but
that's
you know
okay.
What? That's the mind fuck about all of it. Because he's telling you things from a perspective that we are not at that age yet.
Mm-mm.
And we don't know.
Right.
We don't know. But at the same time, on the flip side, it's like, damn, man, what are you actually seeing? What are you actually, I mean, it just worries me from the perspective of maybe he's just on the decline of just knowing that his time is coming. And maybe he's more aware about it now than on the average.
I don't know. I think he panicked enough in the last 6 months that he makes sure that I have all of his paperwork or all this stuff is in order and I have no clue what I'm doing, so I'm like, okay. All right, well, we'll figure it out as we go. So
I feel like, you know, with psychokinetic energy, like I was talking about just a little bit ago, just like it's like a revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is cylindrical to me. Everything is in a Fibonacci sequence. I ain't trying to get deep like that, but I feel like everything is just revolving. Everything is just a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cycle. But when you start out this way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I see. I see.
Finally start to get the revolution going.
Go get it going.
Yeah, get the revolution going.
Oh, I like evolution.
Revolution.
Oh, let's make one.
That's a hard R in there. And don't misconstrue that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fuck this. Don't you take this shit the wrong way at all.
Yeah.
one woman already got me thinking, or not got me thinking, but got everybody else thinking that I'd be beating her ass. We'll get to that here in a minute. Oh, hell yeah. But no, I'm just talking about just from the aspect of just a revolving, just everything is just a cycle. Mm-hmm. Everything is a cycle.
Yeah.
It is.
It's supposed to be.
Lion King.
Plants.
Circle of life.
Plants. Plants have a huge circle.
Plants will outlive us all.
I know it. Ain't that amazing?
But the cycle that I'm talking about, it's just when you're a child and you're an infant and you grow into your adulthood and fruition and you come back around, it's like a cycle comes back around towards...
I know, you're back in diapers.
Your psychokinetic energy is back.
In diapers.
Yeah. Depends. Aisle 7. All that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's not scary to me, though. Mm-mm. I don't care about that stuff. I don't care about any of that kind of stuff because I don't talk about it often, but what do you know about me? Put it out there.
That you see, feel, and hear, and I just feel and hear.
See, feel, and hear what? How long has this been going on with me since you've been with me? Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
You can hear now. So.
I can hear you. I was agreeing. Did everybody see me shake my head? I did.
No, I asked you a question. How long has it been going on with me and you?
Oh, how long?
Since the beginning with me, right?
And I agreed. Mm-hmm. You're confusing me.
I'm not confusing you at all. Oh. Don't get mad at me because you hear better than me all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. Mm-hmm.
It is all of a sudden.
Quick pause.
The only reason why I'm talking about circling this back around and how life is a cycle is what I just get done telling you.
The whole him seeing people.
Yeah, him seeing a little girl.
No, he sees a lot of people.
Okay, I get that part, but what I'm talking about is, I mean, circling all the way back around, and he's cycling through all these experiences he's had in life.
No. He just had a little girl over to help him clean.
And when you went over there, nothing changed. Right?
No, stuff's clean. But it was just him.
Okay, it was just him.
He sees people all the time.
He sees people all the time.
Yes.
Is that something that he has had a gift with his whole life? Or
no, dear. It's Parkinson's. And his psychosis with the Parkinson's.
How do you know that? Because we had an experience.
Just at the doctor's.
No, I know. I talked about that. But I'm talking about what happened when we went to a haunted house.
We saw the man.
Elaborate further.
And then we saw the man again. That was some crazy shit. We had a great...
It was fucking phenomenal.
If you guys ever love haunted houses and want to see a haunted house,
actually,
go to Kansas City.
Yeah, Missouri.
Go to Kansas City. Do those ones. Those are so fun. And do them all. They are fun.
This was a four-story haunted house.
It was
fun. And it was actually the most amazing one we've seen since then.
I want to go do it again because we went to Colorado and that was just bunk shit.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man.
Sorry,
like,
Colorado, man. But...
Trash, just like your restaurants. Up. Not our view.
Right.
Our view was dope.
Yes, beautiful.
No pun intended, kind of.
Very cool.
The kids went on a haunted
ghost tour. A ghost tour there and a paranormal research thing. So they had their own thing to do. So we got to leave and go do our thing.
What was funny about it is Kyle was mad because Janae was dancing in the middle of the day.
With the ghost.
Yeah. A stick figure.
Yes, the stick figure was dancing with it.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So it was pretty funny.
It was funny as fuck.
But we go up. We already went to the first one and we were getting done with the second one. And we, you go down a slide.
How long did it take us to go through that haunted
house? Both of them. You're in there for a long time.
Yeah, you are. And one thing that sticks out to me, and no pun intended, babe, was like, quit pushing me in front of you with this dude's ass in my face. Sticking my face in his ass. You said that. And you know what? I'm going to just circle it back around again and talk about the fact that why do we have to submit our fingerprints for this shit?
It is weird. You do. You got to give a finger or your thumbprint. It's scary. But anyways, so we come down the slide and then we're getting our stuff together.
And I didn't want to go down the slide because when we walked in, be in chronological order about this. When we walked in,
you wanted to talk about the man.
I know. And I'm talking about the man.
We're getting to the man. So, he wants to talk about all the shit that was great. Okay. We're just going to get to the man. So anyways,
now that you can hear, and what I'm saying before you even continue on with it anyways, is I seen his face because I'm a facial recognition kind of guy. When we walked into that haunted house, I seen his face. I'm like, okay. So continue on.
He was by the ticket stuff.
Now you want to see? How we're reflecting back a little bit? I seen his face before we even went into that haunted house.
But anyway,
because his clothes were distinct. No, talk about his clothing.
Well, anyways, we get down.
His clothing was very distinct.
Can I tell the people where the fuck he was first?
No.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Anyway, so we get off the stupid slide. God damn it, just stop it.
No. All right. You talking about after we're done. I'm talking about when we were walking in.
Walking in was a brief fucking minute. Do you not realize we had like 50 fucking million people in a little hallway?
And that's my point, is how I am super observant about everything around us. You know that.
Yeah, that's why I knew where all the people were that worked there.
And I seen his face.
But anyways, actually, we get off the damn slide and get our shit together.
I'm mad at that slide. I wanted to jump off the roof so fucking bad.
I am.
Don't you? Oh my god, he ain't gonna kill me either. Didn't we want to jump off the roof? No, I wanted to jump off the roof.
I didn't give a shit.
I know you.
I just wanted to get down.
Because it was like an hour 45 minutes in that damn haunted house, right?
Anyways, so we get our shit together. We start walking out on the line, and I'm noticing this man, you know, just sitting or standing.
He wasn't sitting at all.
No, he was standing.
At the end of the hall of the slide.
There was like where you could pick up, I don't know if you pick up pictures or memorabilia or something like that, but there was like a countertop, and he was just leaning up against it. And he was talking to everybody as they walked by, but everybody just kept ignoring him.
And what was I saying behind your ear?
I was feeling incredibly horrible. I was like, why are people ignoring him? And then you started talking.
I didn't just start talking. I was like, babe, do you notice this motherfucker is not paying attention to anybody?
No, he was talking to everybody. Nobody was talking to him. They were just walking past, talking to each other.
Yeah, I transposed.
And he kept waving at everybody. And
he's like, how was the experience? How was the ride?
So we get up there and I'm like, I'm going to talk to him. And I don't talk to people.
And immediately at that moment, I was like, babe, don't look at him. Don't say nothing. Don't talk to him.
I was.
And what did you do?
I am going to talk to him because everybody was ignoring him. And I felt so terribly bad.
Why is everybody not realizing?
And I'm like,
but this is all after the fact because
I'm like,
we had to reflect.
I had a great time. We just talked to him and he was talking back.
See, you leaving out all kind of shit that I had to add to this damn story.
Then what the fuck you want to add? Like, see?
Oh, now you want to ask now?
I didn't say ask. Okay, anyway,
he was standing there and he was waving at everybody and you said I was going to talk to him and then what?
I talked to him. I don't remember all I said, But he asked me if I had a good time. And
yeah,
I
he asked us. And I just looked, and I was right behind you, holding on to you. And I told you before that over your ear, even though you still don't listen, no. I was like, don't talk to him.
I'm talking to him.
And you talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just giggled and looked at him straight in his fucking face. And his face was hollow. His face was decrepit looking. It was fucking incredible. I was like,
he was very
what
nice.
The fuck? I don't give a fuck about nice.
He was very
we
nice.
Don't invite that shit. So let me finish the
I
side
didn't
of
invite.
It. So as we were I walking should... back to the car and we parked a mile and a half away from the fucking haunted right. house, right?
We just turned the corner after walking out.
By the way, Halloween is on its way.
Right, yay.
Yeah, your favorite holiday. We already talked about it. As we were walking...
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted you to distinctly describe his clothing.
I don't remember.
I do. That's distinctly.
Good. Refreshment.
And we were walking down the sidewalk to the car in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that dude seemed fucking weird to me. And you had to interact with him, and everybody else was ignoring him. But we both saw him, and I knew he was elated of the fact that you saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Elated of the fact that you saw him. And I was like, fuck, man. Mm-hmm. As we were walking towards the car, and it was a good block and a half away, just even starting to walk back to the car, the same person walked by us with a lit cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Lit distinctly.
Coming from the complete opposite way.
He was coming from the east. We were walking to the west.
I mean, complete opposite way of where he was. I mean,
and it didn't happen that fast. And we were walking, and I was like, babe. And before that even happened, I was like, babe, why did you speak to him? And he was like, well, he was nice. And I was like, I noticed his face when we walked into the haunted house in the first place. I don't know if it sounds crazy, and I'm sure there's probably some motherfuckers out there that's thinking this is some magic tricks and stuff like this, but it don't happen like this. So, we were walking back to the car, and he had a lit cigarette, and I immediately knew it was him again. And I was like, what the fuck?
And I was holding your hand.
Hold on, hold on. Now it's my turn to talk. So, I'm holding your hand. And we're walking.
You said, this, just keep walking.
No.
Yes,
damn
you
it.
Did.
Stop. You get in front of everything. Shut up. We were walking to the car. He had a lit cigarette. And what did he say then? At that moment. Same clothes that you don't remember. And I knew distinctly because it was the same
jacket.
Voice. No, it was not a green,
green
fucking jacket. No,
a tan
it wasn't.
Jacket?
No.
It was some kind of jacket. Oh, no, it was a farmer. I
this
can't remember.
This is hilarious.
You gotta tell me.
Halloween is coming, so we might as well talk about it now. Halloween in August. That's the name of this episode. Honey, he had a plaid fucking shirt
That's
on.
Right.
And blue
he
jeans.
He did not fit.
With boots.
He didn't fit.
At all with the whole landscape of everybody
he
around us. That's
fit.
Why when we walked into that damn haunted house... I knew this motherfucker
yeah,
doesn't
he
didn't even
fit. I remember now.
So you want to continue the story then now? Now that you remember what he looked like?
I remember when he walked past.
When he walked past us walking to the car, he said, you two have a good night
yes,
with that lit cigarette.
That. Mm-hmm.
And we walked and you gave me that look right now that you're giving me now. And you were like, and I said, I didn't even give you a chance to even say anything. I said, babe, just keep walking. Like you said just a little bit ago.
We
and hold on. Let me tell the story too. And as we kept walking for about another 10, 12 paces, I stopped us. I said, there's no fucking way in hell that this motherfucker could have even pulled this shit off. The fact that I was telling you even when we got off that bullshit slide that fucked up both our backs. Okay?
Yes. Oh,
fucked up both our backs. Fucked up the next day and was still at fucking Worlds of Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, still at Worlds of Fun.
That drive home
was
bad.
There's no way in hell this motherfucker traveled that quick. I don't care what. In Kansas City? In Kansas City. This ain't Vegas. This ain't Disney. This ain't none of that shit. This ain't Walt Disney Studios and none of that shit. Like, babe, that's why I was mad at you from the fucking beginning when we got off that slide. Like, don't you acknowledge that motherfucker? Because he locked eyes with me behind you first. He did. And I was like, babe, don't you say nothing. Don't you? And you just,
yes,
he's
will.
So nice.
He was nice.
I know. But we don't invite that in.
We don't. I didn't.
But we see things. That's why I was telling you. You have the privilege to let people know that I've always been this way my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And how I attract things. Not attract things, but I see things too. You're more emotionally attached to everything because that's
horrible.
How you are. Everybody sees that Blue Jay.
Oh, it's horrible.
Poor Blue Jay. How's the Blue Jay doing?
That was traumatic for me. That was the worst dramatic experience I think I've ever had with an animal.
No, it isn't.
Oh God.
You had llamas and turtles and snakes and horses and
that was traumatic. That was just insane.
You know what I think we should try?
What?
Popeye's chicken sandwich. That Popeye's chicken sandwich? You don't think so?
I
haven't ate it yet. Have you ate it?
No.
Why not? Speaking of chicken.
Because
we eat chicken all the time. Why not?
Too far away, I
too
guess.
Far away? What you mean? Shit, we'll pull up and it's all good.
I don't know. I take Dad through the drive-thru. So you're still getting love in some aspects of my life, my gas. So... my time in the drive-thru.
Oh, come on, man.
That's about
spicy
it.
Chicken sandwich or whatever the hell it is. What is the whole craze behind this shit?
I don't even really like the Chick-fil-A one, but it's there when it's there.
Yeah, it's just there when it's there. And Wendy's tried and failed in the same day. Trying to enter into the argument with Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes.
That is hilarious.
Of course, I'm a brother. I have to bring this shit up.
I love when Wendy's. No one gives a shit. That fucking had me dying.
McDonald's is sitting back like, y'all still got me fucked up. I've never ate a
ours
chicken.
Is still fake.
I've never ate a chicken sandwich from McDonald's ever. Have you?
No.
I was done when they was trying to come up with a fish sandwich when we were young. Younger. Like a fish sandwich? That shit tastes like everything we buy at the grocery store on Omega. Like, yo, like, I'm not eating that shit.
Mm-mm.
That shit is trash. What do you think it tastes like?
I wouldn't know. Maybe cardboard.
Seriously? When motherfuckers is beating each other's asses, have you not seen any of the clips?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the McDonald's one.
Fuck
oh,
McDonald's. Okay. What about Popeyes? Know.
Well, the last thing you said was McDonald's, so
I've been
I'm like
lobbying to get a Popeyes in a damn fucking suburban fucking.
Yeah, he has actually.
Community.
So Popeyes.
I'm not done with that. No, don't you say Popeyes. It's Popeyes.
I always said Popeyes.
No, it's Popeyes.
Yeah, whatever.
Say pop. Yeah.
Say Sailor Man.
Yeah, nobody could say. Get you. Popeyes. No, pop. What do we drink?
Let's go.
Everybody else in the country drinks soda.
Give me some spinach.
No, come on, man.
I ain't eating your chicken. I'm eating my spinach.
Speaking of chicken, all the time.
I know we do eat chicken all the time.
Yeah.
We eat a lot of chicken.
Why ain't there no damn Popeyes in this white-ass suburb?
Because we're white.
No, because y'all white. And I'm mad. And I've been lobbying. Like, come on, man.
Keep logging. We couldn't even have a pretend chicken place.
Man, fuck this KFC shit. Nobody eats KFC.
I was talking about that crispy
and
shit.
And KFC didn't have a fucking fight in this battle either.
Crispies. And they were only here
Crispies
for like...
Crispies was only a here year. For 3 days. Not even. That shit was super trash. No seasonings. The grease was trash. All that. And the whole fucking restaurant looked like shit. It used to be a Sonic.
I know.
Like Sonic.
It's not bad in there.
Man, get we the went fuck there, out of here.
What, one time?
And we waited for an hour.
Yeah, we did.
I'm like, at least you're keeping the nigga integrity in it. I mean, that's cool. We got to wait for something. But when that shit, when we brought it home with the fried okra and everything else, I was like, man, you got me fucked up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I need a Popeyes.
Disappointed.
Hey, dementia starts early.
I know. I know. Nobody believes me. It does.
Yes,
and it's
it do.
Also contagious. So... Stay away.
Why is it contagious? Hold up. Why is it contagious?
It just is. Yeah.
No. Elaborate further. Expound upon that point.
If you're around it for too long, it just adapts to you, too. I don't know. I must have missed something.
Yeah. Man, you just went. I don't know what had just happened right now.
That damn dementia. Like,
that
it fucks with you, I tell you.
That damn dementia.
I'm glad I'm still here.
Hey, so when we gonna buy that Disney streaming service? When we gonna use the Disney? Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, I guess.
It's definitely happening, man. I mean, Marvel is a cold fucking following. We can't help it. We can't fucking... No, you can't help it all day long. You don't give a fuck. Yeah. This is what we're talking about. This is the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Hashtag I'll see pod. It's all the way in the mix, baby. All in your ears. If you listening to this right now, oh yeah, you with us.
Dude, no. I so sure we were talking about something else, and then all of a sudden,
we're in cartoons.
And I'm like, what?
We're cartoons now, all of a sudden?
You said Disney. I'm like, what the fuck? What do we do?
Come on. The fuck?
I know. I felt like, I felt it.
You felt it,
Yeah.
Disney streaming service.
I don't know. I think all these people are going to bankrupt all of us little people.
And I should end the podcast right now. That is a fact.
Can't y'all just get along and we just pay one price? I mean, please.
No.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my goodness. That is a fact.
I'm ready to go eat.
And that's where we at.
Bye.
That chili waiting on us. Don't you buy.
Bye-bye.
Not yet.
Go away.
Hey.
Smoke weed every day. Yeah. I love you, Snoop. I just wanted to have a Snoop high. That was it.
Deuces.
Bye.